Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors.
On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we're going in the vaults. We've actually posted half of this live to the podcast before, but this sucker was over 2 hours long. We are excited to bring you the other half, finally. During this live, we did a group healing, similar to what we do in our classes these days. We decided to work on what we could heal about the water. We ended up going on quite an adventure that doesn't end up being what we thought it was. Come to think of it, this might be why I'm such a stickler for removing agenda and bias. I don't want to give too much away, so without further ado, if you love bad bitches, then that's your fucking problem. On with the podcast.
Hey!
Hey.
So, what is something current event-wise that you guys are drawn to that you want to focus on and work on tonight?
Did you ask them, Turtle Cat Tarot? Because they'll tell you. They're your guides. They'll tell you what it was about.
Water. I would like to work on water.
What about it?
All of it. Clean water. Like, why don't we have as many workings as we've done on water? Like, as many workings as healers have done on water. Why do we not have clean water available for fucking everybody? For fuck's sake, it's a right on this planet as a living creature to have water. And there are people who are denied clean water.
I'm so sorry, Turtle Cat Tarot. A couple days ago, we pulled a card for them, Kat, just really quick. We pulled a card for them, and the card was like, no, not on this live. And it was about their cat, and their cat died later that day. And they didn't want...
Why couldn't we do it on the live?
Because their cat was
like it was going to die.
I'm so sorry, Turtle Cat Tarot.
Hold on a moment, Turtle Cat Tarot.
They have a male energy.
The cat is still around.
Yeah.
But it's part of the grieving process, so it's not time to like cross them over. Like they have their own portal of light, like waiting. There's like a guilt connected to it, to your cat passing.
They keep telling, they're like yelling in my ear, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. They just keep telling me that. I'm coming back.
So do they need to release their like hooks and stuff so that it's still grieving period. It's not like they need to like help push them over, but
no, they're kind of like let it happen. And he's like, I'm coming back. And it's a light colored cat that's coming back. He's like, okay, so what he's doing is he's showing me flashes of what he wants to come back as. And it's like a light colored cat. And I don't feel like,
But if you do that, you're going to look at every light colored cat and think that it's him because your brain is going to like go, are you it?
Right. And I don't want that to happen. But he's like giving me really strong imagery.
So it's like, I feel like I have to say it, but don't take every light-colored cat as a sign. Like, I don't know how to put this.
They said, yep, my kids keep saying he's coming back from the stars someday.
Yeah. I got soon.
He's not leaving you yet, though. Like, the energy that you knew him as is staying around for a bit.
I feel like that's all you needed to hear.
I think so, too. Oh, that's nice, Rainey. Rainey said tell him to send you a dream.
Aw. Oh, yeah. To, like, make sure it's them. The right light-colored cat.
Okay. Turtle Cat Tarot, I love you. I'm sorry it happened. I'm going to, go to the water. Yep. Okay. So, but we need to go to the earliest point. That we can heal connected to the water. We've even done stuff to where if there's too much water on Earth, cleanse and purify it and bring it back to its rightful owners. We've tried infusing it with certain waters and stuff. Neither of us are looking at the chat. We're both channeled somewhere else.
Yeah. Worldwide.
Oh, worldwide, for sure. I do feel like the U.S. had a big part in fucking it all up. Dark Queen's universe is hearing ocean. I'm feeling very much in the Midwest, North Midwest of America is the starting point. I know that the ocean is connected.
I keep getting, dip your hands in the water, Kate, dip your hands in the water. And then something is going, don't do that. You're going to throw up. Let Kat do the steps.
Okay. Oh, your hair looks good.
Whose?
Yours.
Oh, thank you.
Where do we need to go? So we're going to do this. We're going to say, Spirit, please take all of us that are in this live back to the most impactful points we can heal to clean up the trauma from the water.
Okay. They're like, Lewis and Clark, Lewis and Clark. And then you're like, to heal the trauma. It's like, Lewis and Clark, Lewis and Clark, Lewis and Clark. And it's like, okay, like, we're going to go there. Like, that's the most impactful point. Then you can stop saying it.
I think it's everybody in the chat. Everybody's excited. They're like, oh, I know where to go.
Oh, God. Huh.
Is it Mississippi River or Lake Superior? I don't know the Lewis. Like, I understand that. Hi, baby.
No. It is the Pink Lake. I don't know where this is.
Oh, I know the Pink Lake. I don't know where it is either, but I know the Pink Lake. It's very full of salt. That's not in America.
This one is.
Moon Goddess 36 said Red Sea.
That's in the Mediterranean. That's near the Mediterranean. That's in the Middle East.
I keep picturing a water horse.
This is very much the United States.
Yeah, it's a lake. It's in the United States. I know it is.
This is very much Lewis and Clark.
Hey, Hales.
I got Salt Lake City. Happy Holly. That's funny.
Oh, Salt Lake. Was it? Did it used to be pink? Because I got that it was salty.
I guess so. Okay, so when I would fly back and forth to Alaska,
hold
every
on,
2 weeks.
It's, hold on. It's like bulldozers, even though they didn't have bulldozers then, full of shit going into this lake. There's like construction. There's all sort of, but the construction didn't happen for a long time. So what the fuck is being put into this lake? Happy Holly said there's a pink lake in Utah.
Okay, that makes it. I was about to say that whenever I would fly to Alaska, I would always see a pink lake in Utah.
Oh, okay.
But it specifically told me Salt Lake City. Okay. Okay.
Some kind of algae growth, I think, is what they said. Distilleries. Ooh, distilleries.
Do you know the song Hot Child in the City?
Hot Child in the City.
Yeah, that's what keeps coming up when I'm like, well, what is this? Hot Child in the City. But this is Lewis and Clark. They are literally right here. What do you want me to do with this? I got, if you don't think that there were developed cities at this time, even in the Lewis and Clark days.
Oh, yeah, our perception of time is skewed because of history books. I don't know how to pronounce. Oh, it's Sam. Are lungs somehow related? Heavy metals in the water, Sky.
Yeah.
Yes to the heavy metals. I don't know if the lungs are related. I don't know what I'm picking at either. A previous civilization. Yeah. But not...
We tame the water, not tame them. The water spirits are okay now. Their guardians or whatever are okay now.
But she's talking about, like, back then.
Oh, at this time.
Yeah, at the timeline that we're in, the water guardians are not happy. When Kate said tame, she meant calmed and healed. It's just a weird word. Is it naturally pink? Some bacterias make color change. It's not naturally pink. It's not naturally pink.
I feel like...
Yeah, something digging.
Okay. I feel like now's the time to put my hands in the water. Are you feeling the same?
Who are you in this timeline to where you can put your hands in the water? And do all of us need to put our hands in the water or just you? I feel like... Because this is a group activity and I want everybody to be able to participate in the way that their souls...
intend.
Participate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm looking around and I'm... Okay, we are indigenous to this, and we are watching this happen, which is why I'm looking around, and I even ask myself, who are all these people? Oh, my people. That's because you're a part of this, Wicked Rose. Okay, so...
Hey, Wicked Rose, ask... I don't want you to go to sleep, but if that's what's needed.
It's, I got, wait a second. Like, just wait. So, I looked around whenever you asked who I was, and I was like, who are all these people? They're the indigenous people watching this happen, and I'm wondering if we all stick our hands in the water, if it's like the,
Do we need to go back before they fuck up the water, though?
Oh, instead of clean it and, like, make us feel all gross, go back before it happens? I always forget about that. I always do that. I'm like, oh, yeah, we gotta experience this. Because I like puzzles, that's why. So, yeah, we gotta go back before this happens. Yeah, that's right, Kelly. We are on a cliff.
Kelly said, feel like we are all on a cliff watching it happen.
Yeah.
I'm not on a cliff. I don't know where the fuck I am.
Down there.
I feel like I'm inside the water somehow. I don't, I'm probably acting as it so to feel the healing go through it. I don't even know if I was alive in that time.
Joseph's doing that thing again. Yes, you were very much alive. This is what you look like. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
Sorry, Joseph. Sorry, Joseph.
Okay, let's go back to before it happens, then. What do I do? Just, like, spirit, if it's nice, could please take us
take all of us.
Take yeah. us all to before. I got drilling, so to before the drilling and dumping happens. Wow. That's one of the prettiest blue waters I've ever seen.
Do we need to do a light bulb moment, or do we need to find another part of us that's in a different oversoul? Okay, so here's my thing. If there's only 13 oversouls, okay? When I say there's no good guy, there's no bad guy, what I mean by that is there is no us versus them, because we are them and they are us. If there's only 13 oversouls, you can add, like, the person that you are in that past life is part of the indigenous people of that land. But if we can allow ourselves to see the part of us that caused the harm in our oversoul, then we can do a lot more good. Mother Earth's part of this is that someone in the live is a part of the Mother Earth oversoul. Someone in the live is part of water oversoul, part of the trees, part of the sun, part of the sky, part of the, like, we're not just humans and we're not just animals and we're not just, I hope that makes sense.
Right. We're everything. We're birthed from the stars, literally.
We are co-creators, literally making all of it together. That's how we're able to heal it. So if we
somebody's the flowers, like.
If we only heal with soul's consent and we work with the people that are soul fragments of these things, then that is the soul's consent for the healing. Because we don't do anything just going, we think this is the best thing for the collective. We think this is a great idea. I personally am fine with being the bad guy. I always am. Thanks. If it gets the most healing done. So I think that it took us to the part where we see, like, we're like gonna heal the lake and it's kumbaya and shit. Well, to go back to the earliest point, we need to make it so these motherfuckers don't fucking come there.
Right.
And that means we have to remember that part of us is part of these motherfuckers.
I'm getting that there's actually a different way they can get rid of their waste, and we can either talk to them or we can give them a light bulb moment. Like, there's lots of ways we can go about this. Because
I want to heal. I want the most impactful point of healing, even if I'm the only one that goes in the bad guy role. If I'm allowed to, I want to go with the most impactful point.
This is going to be so easy. Like, all we have to do is either talk to them or give them a light bulb moment and do our house cleanses.
They're saying light bulb.
Light bulb moment? Okay. So what y'all are going to do, what do we, like, spirit if it's in the highest good, like, get everyone to say spirit if it's in the highest good type yep. thing? Okay.
Yep.
What are they? They're not colonizers, because when I say colonizers, they're like, no, it's literally our people that have, like, it's also indigenous people that are doing this. So
the ones who forgot.
the ones who forgot. Okay. So y'all can say spirit if it's in the highest good.
Oh, because of human amnesia. There's the ones that haven't died yet. Because once you die, you get amnesia. And then you, like, form together to try to build, like, a civilization. Mm-hmm. But there was no civilization that needed to be built. We were all one people.
Yeah.
So it's the ones that have forgotten, because this is back when there was, what is it when you can't die?
Oh, there was no, they're immortal.
There's the immortal, and then there's the ones that have died, because the immortality got taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you die, then you forget. And you start your reincarnation amnesia cycle. So they would be called the forgotten.
Okay. So we can all say spirit if it's in the highest good. Please activate the light bulb moment.
Please activate the light bulb moment.
With this situation.
With this situation.
To the ones that have forgotten.
To the ones that have forgotten. Wicked Rose, you were talking about a spotlight. Would you mind shining a spotlight on the truth? That was the last time, that was the last major, like, major worldwide flood was that flood. So yeah, we can clean the Noah's Ark time. Okay, Rose, Wicked Rose is doing the spotlight.
Yeah. I see them, like, all looking at trees, and they're like, oh, this is what the trees are for. Oh.
Like, yeah, we don't need it. Like, it's like they had a message of, like, something in my mind remembers trees are shelter. Cut down the trees. Have you ever seen Kids in the Hall?
Me? No. Mm-mm.
It's so fucking ridiculous. I think you would really enjoy it because it's really stupid.
Uh-huh.
But there's this one skit, and the guy's like, never put salt in your eye. Never put salt in your eye. Never put salt in your eye. Put salt in your eye. Ah! And they're like, Danny! Never put salt in. And he's like, I forgot.
Oh my God, that's great. Okay.
This is making my wrist itch, and I don't know why. Is there something that needs to be taken out?
I keep getting the song Meet Me at the Bottom of the River, but only that song. Only that part of the song. Meet me at the bottom of the river. Take me
home. Oh. Spirit, please take me to my Lady Lake form of this. Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please pull the drain. It's going to leave a lot of film. Please apply the MEK cleanup healing. If it's in the highest good, please apply the MEK cleanup healing and source water clean off to the water that gets put back into the earth.
Oh. Yeah.
There's a lot of residue.
Yeah. Spirit from the Nice Good, please apply cat scrubby bubbles to that.
No, they need to scrape. We all need to scrape. It's very clean up, everybody everywhere.
Everybody clean up.
It helps them. Do you know how, like, I'll be on the phone with you and I'll be like, I just have to fucking vacuum. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I've just got to, it's like cleaning it up pushes the energy and helps them remember. Okay. It's a physical act to reignite their memory.
Okay. Can everyone use their... So y'all can say, spirit, if it's in the highest good, please activate my personal cleanup tools.
I just have to say, Minecraft, 420, I really love that one of your toolbox tools is a resin scraper. That makes me very happy. Okay, keep going.
To this film.
Where did the water go, Kate? It didn't go into the earth, it went into something.
Yeah, see that.
Is it a reservoir? Is it another dimension? Is it a mountain?
It funneled. Is this the water planet? What is this? I can't tell if this is the space ocean or if this is the all water planet.
It feels like a pocket dimension. Yeah, Wicked Rose Healing's a dimension also. Stomach of what? Like a stomach of the earth? Possibly. Minecraft.
Is it supposed to be there?
I mean, Spirit, please put whatever this is, please put the water that was drained, cleansed and purified, and put into its correct location.
It moved a lot because there's knocking on my physical walls. Can we do it in a more calm manner, Spirit? Because it literally just got dumped there, and I wonder if it's gonna fuck anything up.
VMC said, I'm trying to read what they said. I'm being drawn to look at what they said.
I feel like it funneled through a portal is what they said.
Okay. Oh my god, the chat. Okay, I feel like this is like, wherever this is, it's like a reservoir. Do you know how they've, even though it's not correct, how they say like underneath the crust or whatever of Earth, there's like this pocket of water?
Mm-hmm.
This pocket of water, this fresh water, this thing, it goes through filtration. I don't know if it's connected to space ocean or what. I don't know what this is connected to. But it needs to be tapped into now, and it needs to be spread out now. After like this back end work, it needs to push through the gunk and clean the gunk of almost like Drano in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
In the now moment so that everybody has clean water. But if it just pushes through, they're going to have a fucking disaster to clean up. So yeah. You can't just push through. But pushing it down gunks up the reservoir. Or was it reservoir?
Why'd you correct it? That was the right way to say it. Reservoir.
If you're from Louisiana.
If you're Frenchy.
If you're French. What are you poking, Wicked Rose Healing? Hey, Janine.
Hey, Janine.
What are you poking? Do we need to ripple all the stuff we did into, like, are we done in that timeline before we move it into this one? Because I started talking about this current one. But do we need to, like, is there anything else we need to do in that timeline? My left toe hurts.
I guess we do need to ripple it.
Well, then we got to release soul fragments and stuff, too. I still don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know if that's important or not. I just know we did the cleanup work. We drew it out a little bit further so that we could all actually participate and gain knowledge on how to do this work. If you're being drawn to, go for it. My cat is eating a blueberry Pop-Tart.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Is it delicious?
I mean, apparently. Pop it, Wicked. Can we go back to the beginning where we all can learn how important water is to every single person on this planet? But that's the thing, we all know.
Without saying, this is fucking with me.
Everybody on this planet knows how important water is to us at this time. Every single one of us does. It's just money became more important than water to some. Why give you the staff? What are you doing with the staff? Spirit, please put this, it probably goes to you.
Oh, they found it on the ground, so.
Oh, okay. She poked it and popped it. Can we ask the lake if it's ready for us to move on? And trees.
That reservoir that you were talking about, underneath in the layers, made me super uncomfortable, and I feel like I froze because of it. So, I'm not getting anything now.
Oh, sorry.
Not your fault. I didn't know that it would happen either. I thought we could do this. I thought I could do this.
Okay.
So it's that's a point for me, I guess.
Apply the working that you just received to that version of you.
You're talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Sure, if it's not as good, please apply the working that I just received to that version of me.
That you got in the mail. That one.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. That was weird. I just watched myself unfreeze and go, anyway, guys, so this is what's happening. That's fucking weird. You feel like you just broke a dam?
Do you remember how someone said earlier it was like a stomach? It's like a womb, somehow. And water is life. And you popped a dam. It's like... water just broke.
Yeah, that's why I'm not seeing it. Because it's like it's not... I'm looking for a dam, not a womb. Okay.
Yeah, it's giving birth.
What, Kate?
I'm trying to decide, okay, so I got a song in my head by Ricky Martin, but it's in Spanish, and I'm wondering why I'm channeling the Spanish version of it instead of the English, because I don't know if y'all have ever listened to Ricky Martin, but he has both versions on a CD. So we used to play his CD over and over. So it's do you really want it? Yeah. Do you really want it? Yeah. Here we go. Ole, ole, ole. And then it starts speaking Spanish. Arriba, va. And I don't want to speak it in case it's wrong. But yeah.
Okay, so we're going to say, Spirit, please put this...
The cup of life. That's what it's called in English. The cup of life. That's why it was playing the Spanish version. The cup of life. Okay, yeah.
Then ask Joseph what we need to do next.
Oh. Hey, Joseph, what do we need to do next? Put, oh, this is allowing the water to be clean water to go into the streams and rivers and ocean and seas. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Is that making sense or is it not?
I hear Casey Ray coming up the stairs. She's coming up for like a bite of Pop-Tart and then she goes back downstairs.
Hell yeah. Sounds like something I would do. This is where the hands come in, isn't it? It's like the water needs to be infused with this, with the, okay, the womb water. I'm like looking at you for confirmation because that's, it's on your clipboard. So it's like,
I can't see anything right now. I can't feel anything. I'm just kind of like, I'm not connected at all.
Okay.
To any of it.
So I felt like I was reading off of a clipboard, and I think this is your clipboard because I see. I don't. So here is your clipboard back. I don't know why I have it.
I don't want to touch it. I'm like, okay. I have no fucking clue.
You don't want the clipboard?
Mm-mm.
Why am I like, can't take the clipboard? Okay, I'll look at the clipboard. I don't want to, like, I'm like, but it's not mine.
It doesn't feel like mine either. I'm very much like, this isn't my clipboard. None of this feels like me. None of this feels like anything that I would do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That tells me I'm not supposed to be here then.
I mean, if it feels like what you're supposed to do.
No.
Spirit, please remove all mirages from this that are not in the highest good. Please remove all of it.
Please.
It felt like make-believe. It didn't feel like anything. It didn't feel like... It did not connect any dots for me.
And I didn't get... Whenever we're on the right path, I get a bunch of zings.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here chilling.
And I'm not getting any of that. That's why I'm like looking at you like this doesn't feel... Please put the clipboard back in its balanced, divine working order. It was a cardboard clipboard. Or
yeah.
Exactly. It was a paper.
I won't touch it.
Whatever. Okay.
I won't touch it.
Whatever that's called, paper chip. I don't know what it's called.
And like an actual clipboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
That does, like, people have those, though. People have those kinds of clipboards, and they're meant for them. So I'm just saying mine's different. Mine's not that kind. Okay, we're going to try this again. Spirit, please. Take all of us back to the earliest point we can heal concerning the water. Clean water.
Not the chipboard clipboards, though. That's a sign to us. Cat's clipboards are not on the chipboard type of clipboards.
Don't tell them that, because don't give them any, like, I don't know how to explain that.
Okay.
Casey Ray is organizing cabinets in my bathroom. It's ocean. Whoever said ocean the first time, it was not this lake in Utah.
Yeah.
It was ocean.
And there's the Ricky Martin song again. Do you really want it?
Do you really want it?
No, I don't want it, Ricky.
No, Mr. Martin.
Please allow me to hear, see, and feel the truth. Please take my human and my trauma out of this. Please put the clipboard in its divine balance working order. Please allow me a light bulb moment in my current existence. It has everything to do with the people in power. It's a very simple thing. We do healing to the pipe work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this like puzzle game bullshit. It's we do the healing to the pipe work. We clean out the water. We give the elite, like, take away their controls, undo the contracts for it, whisper in their ear, and put our fucking foot down. And then push the healing forward. It's very simple. Okay, so I want to talk about what just happened. We all have things that tell our soul that things are correct and things that tell our soul that things are not correct. And you just have to listen to your soul and understand that if we go on a different path, that doesn't necessarily mean that that anybody's doing it to us or anything like that. It could be heavily miraged. It could have been so that we can't find the truth or see the truth. But when it doesn't feel right, listen to it. That's all. Just listen to it. And there could be like 5 to 7 pieces that it's like, okay, I guess that works. Sure. But when the puzzle fits, when the things work, it's very clean, very precise. The music will be music you listen to. It's like, oh, here's a Ricky Martin song. Kate doesn't listen to Ricky Martin.
Exactly.
I don't listen to Ricky Martin. We get specific genres of music, but it's just enough in there that makes it go, if they hear a song, if they go to a location, if there's enough steps, but how it wasn't going anywhere, there were steps for all of us to do. We could see ourselves scraping. We could see ourselves with the staff. We could see ourselves popping a bubble. We could say, oh, and that was another thing. It was like, let's ask, Mother Earth, and let's ask the lake, and let's ask the trees, which is super respectful, but we are the trees, and we are the lake, and we are the Mother Earth part of it. Like, we are all part of it. So we wouldn't be, it's like asking a thing if it's ready to go. How do I even say that?
It's like asking yourself if you're ready to go. And it's like, I'm not ready to go. Like, what do you mean? I am ready to go. And it's like, Kate's hair, are you sure you're ready to go? It's like, yes, Kate, I am ready to go. Like,
yeah. So it's respectful, but it's like, it's just a clue. It's just a clue. And then the clipboard thing, it's like, here, take it. It's like, I don't fucking want that. That's not mine. And it's like, well, I don't fucking want it. And then it's like, what the fuck am I even holding? It's kind of like when you're tripping and then you're like, my hands are snakes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's like, this is weird.
Haley, I always got to keep my lips moisturized. All right.
That's great.
Okay. So back to the ocean. All the truth is there. But as soon as we pulled away from the ocean and started going more towards, like, clean it up, remove contracts, and, like, do the things with the elite. I'm getting Tank Girl. Like, water is power, power and water. If they control the water, they control the power.
Yeah. Water is electricity, too.
Yeah. It is lifeblood. It is everything. But saying healing the water is like trying to end world hunger. Okay. Well, one, we can end world hunger if we try. Have we tried? And the other thing, we don't actually need food to survive. I still eat it. That's a whole nother subject.
Right.
Because in my human form right now, I need the nutrients and the food for it. But in my soul form, I absolutely know that we don't need food. And there are people who have reached it to where they don't have to eat anymore because they pull energy from water or sunlight or whatever. Yep, conductor. It's a conductor for spirit as well. Okay, so spirit, if it's in the highest good, please put the power of the water No, something has to happen before that. Something needs to be unlocked or uncaged.
Yeah, because I got the Talladega Nights quote where he's like, so what do I do with my hands? And he's just, what do I do with them? So it's like, yeah, I need to unlock. We need to unlock something.
It's weird because it's some sort of cage, but it's a cage that would hold water.
Yeah.
But it's not a tube. It's a cage, like an energy cage, like a binding, but it's literally something. But I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is.
I feel like it's like the real water. It's like telling me like, it's the real water. It's like,
Spirit, please remove the mirages from the water.
Go. It was like, choo, 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 choo.
Please cleanse and purify the water and put it back to its rightful owners.
I got fake ass grid work. Fake ass grid work. That's what I keep hearing. Fake ass grid work.
Please undo anything and everything that all of us or anyone else has done connected to the water that was not in the highest good. Something's stuck.
In my chest.
It's in my neck. What about the water nymphs, Sarah? Do you need to activate them, Sarah? Oh, back to Genesis is Sarah, sorry.
Oh. Water nymphs.
There's a lot of that, like, spiritual, like, witchy, fairy, that kind of stuff that they all do. Like, the sirens, all of them. You guys, activate the things that you're hearing. So, if you're hearing sirens, activate those. If you're hearing water nymphs, activate those. If you're hearing, because Kate and I are channeling the, like, more masculine, like, remove the coating and remove the biting and put the things. So if you're hearing to activate something that's belongs of the earth, you're connected to it, go ahead and do it.
Mm.
Bye. So do your house cleanse to them, Sarah. Or activate their own house cleanse. That's what Kate does. You did mention the water spirits earlier. Kayla, you were spied on. Oh, that was last night's dinner pan. It didn't get cleaned yet because I was waiting for the dishes to be put away. Yeah, Rainey's being told to put hands in the water as well and throw energy into it. You guys do all the things that you're being guided to do because it's all clicking every box. It's like, yeah, do all the things. Because if we return the water to its rightful owners and all of you are connected to, it's not just humans, you're connected to the rightful owners of the fucking water.
Spirit of Sinai is good to supply all the hook removal healings to me. Spirit of Sinai is good to supply all the attachments.
Feeling heavy breathing and slightly dizzy.
The moon doesn't have anything to do with this.
I see a goddess running across.
Oh, cool.
A goddess running across the surface of the water and cleansing it with her rainbow hair. Are you the goddess, Minecraft?
I feel like they are.
I think so, too. It's cool. It's like I see like all these different time frames and all these different timelines and everybody doing their part and like everybody getting back their water. It's like very much a celebration thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel. Daniel's awake and gay.
Hey, awake and gay. They are. They said, yeah, I am. LOL. You turn into a whale.
That makes sense. I have an octopus form. Squid form. Okay, so now we're going to say, Spirit, please copy and paste the workings that I was in charge of in this healing. So you, because you all had a different role, different part. Keep copy and paste it throughout the timelines. The dimensions, the pocket dimensions, the multiverses, and all the different 3D planets.
Spirit is nice because they activate the hook on the hook.
Do I have hooks too? There's a pulling on my back.
Cat of nine tails? Hooks? Why? Spirit of Zenioscope is activate the hook removal healings to cat. Spirit of Zenioscope is activate the hook removal or the attachment removal healings to cat.
That sounds so fun. I can't save it on the live. I can't. I'm not going to do it. Please don't. Please don't. Because that was very cryptic, sorry, my apologies. It was a timeline version of me that is not taken lightly. It's a version of me that's if you say you are that person or connected to that person, it sounds extremely egotistical. So, and a lot of us are part of them, and I don't want that on a live right now. Yeah, I'm okay. I just want to make sure that everybody remembers their own power and their own abilities. And it's connected to the water, though. Okay. All right. Spirit, please speed this healing up and these workings up. By how long, Kate? 10 trillion years or however long it takes?
Yeah, I was about to say 10 trillion years or however long it takes to achieve this.
Release and return all soul fragments. I need all of you to say this part. Release and return all soul fragments connected to this. Wrap it in love, light, and forgiveness. Return it to its rightful owners. Release all soul contracts that are no longer in the highest good. Victoria, you're probably connected to Poseidon. It's not me, though. I'm not Poseidon. Okay, what do we need to do on the government end? We just need to do it to one section of it, and then we can copy and paste it. It's like it's a whisper in the ear and a light bulb moment.
Yeah.
And we need to break contracts. Okay, that's it. All of you that had your thing where, like, we cleansed and purified the water and gave it back to its rightful owners, all of you have a soul contract that you somehow formed where you gave consent for the elite or the government of whatever timeline you were in to take the water. Like a trick. So you're going to say, Spirit, please, I redact any contracts, whether I agreed on them or not, that would hand the water over and the control over to people who would misuse and harm. What are you seeing, Kate?
That it's giving all the power to one person.
When they made that contract?
Oh.
When they pulled that contract back.
Because they're the ones that made it. Okay. All right.
What kind of chips, Victoria?
There's a handshake going on right now, and I'm not sure what that means.
Undo the handshake, Kate. If it's not in the highest good, whoever's hands that is.
That's mine. Spirit, if it's in the highest good, please undo this handshake.
If it's not in the highest good.
If it's not in the highest good. Hot hands, hot hands. Your hands are sweaty. Okay.
Please copy and paste this releasing of contracts to all timelines and dimensions and versions of me that need it. If it's in the highest good, please apply the intense energy vampire cleanse to the water itself. Okay, what do we need to do on the now timeline? Yeah, my back is sore too, Wicked. What do we need to do on the now timeline to clean out the shit from the water? Like, pull the metals, pull all the things, pull all the stuff out of their water so they can have fucking clean flowing water without it being a disaster.
Hands.
Do your thing. Do whatever you're being shown to do, please.
They need to stick their hands in the water. It's like an everybody thing. It's like everybody clean up, and this is how they clean up. Wait a minute. Okay. So is this going to absorb? Everybody's going to absorb this? Is that what's going to happen? Spirit?
There's got to be like a cleansing set so it doesn't go into the bodies.
Right. Okay. So as my cleansing would be the hands, they need to activate their divine cleansing.
Transmutation.
Okay. To the waters.
Okay, Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please activate my soul's divine transmutation abilities on the current timeline's water situation. Oh, I turned into that hose vacuum thing again that I was in Tampa. Ugh. Now those tubes that I do to pull the moisture out of the clouds and put it back in space ocean, I turn into that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You burped. You just got zipped through time. You burped. Ask Spirit to infuse you with baking soda. Yep. No, it's everybody's nausea healing. It's everybody's. It's not mine. Just letting you know. I actually didn't even remember it. Kate remembered it. Like Spirit told her when I was feeling sick one day to infuse me with baking soda. I don't know why I'm big on that, where I'm just like, no, that one wasn't mine.
It's nice. Could please activate all the hook removal healings to me. Please activate all the attachment removal healings to me. That's connected to a family member. It has nothing to do with this healing.
Please activate all everyone's personal own house cleanse to their pipelines to their land or their home. If it's in the highest good, and only if it's in the highest good, please apply Cat's heavy metal removal healing to the water. Cat's Seraphim drug removal healing to the water. Who's got the rust removal? I don't have that.
I have that. If nobody else does, because I've removed rust before.
Go ahead.
Spirit is nice. Could please activate Kate's rust removal healing to this. That's making me go like this.
Because you're scraping. Please speed this healing up.
Here's an ask. Please speed this healing up by 10 trillion years or however long necessary. Please speed this working up by 10 trillion years.
Please, if it's in the highest good, please activate everyone's own personal divine shielding and guardians, and the water itself's, oh, I think that the divine guardians already got activated, the water itself's divine shielding and guardians, eco suit and exo suit. The eco suit is connected to nature, the exo suit is connected to spirit. Please release and return soul fragments connected to this for as many people as I'm allowed, as far as I'm allowed, and as many timelines as I'm allowed. Wrap them in love, light, and forgiveness. Return them to their rightful owners. Please release all soul contracts that I'm allowed concerning this, seen and unseen, that are not in the highest good. Wrap those in love, light, and forgiveness, and return them to the rightful owners, or bring awareness to those who need to release them. Please merge all of us with these forms that we have found this evening.
calibrate us and return us to the correct dimensions. Ripple the healing into the current existence. If it's in the highest good, please apply all timeline merge healings that are needed. Please align myself, family, friends, relationships, pets, career, and home, and all others whose souls need to come with us, who give consent to do so. With the money tree healing, there's something about like river of life.
I think you need to activate it.
You have to activate it. I don't activate shit like that.
Spirit, if it's in the highest good, and if it is needed, just activate the river of life.
And align us with the river of life. The most healed timeline. What is already all of ours, receiving what is already all of ours, bring it back to our now moment. Please undo anything and everything that any of us have done tonight that should not have fucking been done. Put everything in divine working order. There's one thing slightly moving, but I don't know what it is.
A chip off the old block. I don't know what that means. This rock needed to go over here. Okay.
Okay, cool. Thanks for correcting that. Appreciate it. Okay, now... that's it. We're done. I'm going to go be a mom. So we're going to say cleanse and purify. Hold on. We save these lives, and I don't know why I need to say this. I want you all to say, Spirit, please allow my energy imprint in this working to be felt in this video, but disconnect the cord back to me. Cleanse and purify everyone that was in this live and send them back. Cleanse and purify me and bring me back.
To book a dual session with Kate and Kat, visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Cat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.